Firstly, a disclaimer. There are many visiting artists coming to the Wharton Center in the just-announced 2017-18 season. You can find the full list online at WKAR.org and WhartonCenter.org, but we're going to start with that series, which includes a return engagement from the Moscow Symphony Orchestra playing Wagner and Sibelius. And they're joined by the up-and-coming cellist Narek Hakazarian with solos in Schumann's Cello Concerto. That concert will be in early November, but later that very same month, after Thanksgiving,
we have the Vienna Boys Choir,
Ryan Klute of the Wharton Center.
And they are coming November 28th in a holiday concert. So when people think of Vienna Boys Choir, they always think of, you know, obviously kids performing, but the magic and the music that they elicit is just stunning, and it's so beautiful to hear. So they are coming with all kinds of holiday classics that folks will love.
The classical season ends with a bang in February with Romantic-era trios by Schubert and Brahms played by three superstars, including the most famous cellist in the world.
Cellist Yo-Yo Ma, pianist Emmanuel X, and violinist Leonidas Kavakos.
Dance-wise, the Hubbard Street Dance Chicago troupe brings some of their most popular works to the Wharton Center in October, but yet another Russian ensemble plies a welcome in mid-Michigan.
Moscow Festival of Ballet, and they are coming with Cinderella, and that's in January. Great for the family. Sometimes when we'll present ballets, we'll see kids showing up in tutus, and they have a lot of fun.
During this unveiling of the Wharton Center's 2017-18 season, we learned that their Worldview Lecture Series is bringing three speakers to mid-Michigan. David Ignatius, the novelist and journalist with the Washington Post, in October, while in December, Gina McCarthy, former head of the Environmental Protection Agency under President Obama's second term, will talk public policy. But in April of 2018, she became, just this past week, the first woman to win the Pulitzer Prize twice for drama. Lynn Nottage will discuss theater, as well as her award-winning plays Ruined and Sweat.
That's what they want. We offer to take 50% pay cut. They won't budge. They want us to work longer hours, give up our retirement. What's the point?
In November, one Hollywood veteran and Michigan native will be returning to East Lansing, according to Wharton Center Executive Director Mike Brand.
That's right. We actually stay in touch with Jeff Daniels. He sends me a letter once a year, either telling me that he can't come and do this big project we've been talking about because he's got another big film or TV series, but he wanted to do a Wharton Center appearance this year, and he's got his son's Ben Daniels band. And David Sedaris, we have a partnership with his management, and he comes here every time he gets a new book out. And so they kind of watch that, and he likes the audience here. He feels at home at the Wharton Center.
And NPR audiences love David.
And the NPR audience, so it's a good fit for us.
Both Jeff Daniels and David Sedaris will be taking over the Wharton Center in November later this year. Again, there is much, much more coming to East Lansing in that just-announced Wharton Center 2017-18 lineup. Visit WKAR.org for that full Wharton Center calendar. For WKAR, I'm Jamie Paisley.